of the conversations you may have missed in President Trump's visit to the UK over the last couple of days is he is pushing for the UK to step away from a deal they had made with a Chinese manufacturer that would have put the Chinese components at the core, at the heart of their new 5K rollout across the United Kingdom. The reason being is, if you put these components in the core of the 5G system, then China could have had access to all of this information. It could feed it right back to China, you see. And the Chinese are selling it for pennies on the dollar to try to get as many countries as possible to feed them as much information as possible. And it seems the British understand. Steve Bucci is here, retired Army Special Forces officer and a top Pentagon official. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
So I don't know if I explained that particularly well, but that's the way I understand it as a layman. I'm not a tech person. Anybody around here knows I'm barely qualified to operate a laptop computer. But explain it to the listeners, those paying attention and tuned in today. What does this mean? Why do the Chinese want this so badly, and they're almost willing to give it away price-wise to have the components at the heart of these systems?
Well, you know, right now the predominant system for cell coverage for all the digital transmission that we do for our communications, both as citizens and as organizations and governments, is 4G, right? Fourth generation.
Right.
A lot of countries have bought into the Chinese equipment because, as you mentioned, they've been, you know, completely undercutting everybody on price, giving them deals they couldn't refuse, and now they're saying, oh, well, if you want to go to 5G for it to connect to your already existing systems, you have to go with our systems. In Britain's case, the UK, they don't have Huawei running their 4G, but now Huawei, this Chinese company, has offered them 5G at such extraordinary discounts that, you know, it's tough when they're facing financial difficulties for them to say no. The problem is, it's pretty obvious to anybody who's in the business, the Intel business or the tech business, that there's an underlying motive here, and it's
sure
not just to control the media, it's to embed malware and surveillance tools.
Well, Steve, let me ask you this. Let me jump in and ask you this because this is extremely important. Are we being paranoid when it comes to Huawei and these core components to the 5G networks that will roll out and put towers? I mean, there'll be thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of these towers to facilitate a 5G system, if I'm not mistaken. Are we being paranoid, or is this a real concern, a real threat to national security and to personal privacy?
It is a real threat to personal privacy, security, and national security. There's no doubt that the Chinese require, it's in a public law that they have enumerated, you know, it's not hidden, that any Chinese company operating either domestically or overseas has to give the Chinese intelligence services full access to all their equipment, all of their assets, to allow them to protect the Chinese people.
And I want you to stop right there, because that's one of the big challenges that the president has laid before the Chinese. One of the reasons we're having this tariff battle back and forth is for what you just explained. If you want to do business in China, we'll open up the whole world of China to you, but you have to tell us exactly what you do, what your trade secrets are, how you manufacture whatever it is you manufacture. And so companies forced to do this so they can compete there and have the markets, but then within a year or two or three, they're obsolete because the Chinese have stolen all of their technology. I mean, that's one of the big problems we have in dealing with China, isn't it?
That's exactly the problem we have with China. That's the requirement they make for a tech company. They have to provide their source code, so their, you know, their secret sauce, proprietary information, to the Chinese government to make sure that it's all okay. But then the Chinese just blatantly steal it, repurpose it for their own, you know, with their own companies, because they support even the so-called private sector companies in China are completely subsidized financially and as far as intellectual property by the Chinese government.
Let me ask you this. Steve Bucci here. And the reason I want to ask you this, Steve, and you're an a security expert, an Army Special Forces officer, retired. But I want to ask you this. Why do we need 5G? And I say that because, you know, I have an iPhone that's, I think it's a 7. Maybe it's a 6. I don't know. The point is, it's not the latest, greatest. It's not a 10. It's not an X. It's not whatever. Because I got to the point of like, yeah, that's good enough. I don't need to spend anymore. I don't need anymore. What do we need beyond 4G that we weren't getting that we're rolling out this 5G to begin with?
Well, it'll be faster. It'll be wider bandwidth, so you'll be able to do more things on it simultaneously. You know, there's good reasons to get better tech. You know, you don't want to stay, you know, we don't know what we don't know.
Sure. So I mean, obviously, people don't spend enough time on their smartphones. They should spend a little bit more.
No, you're right about that. But it's, you know, we're not going to slow this down. We're going to go forward with it. We just need to do it smartly and with wisdom and caution. And the Brits, who led the charge on this caution before, a few years ago, the head of MI5, the British counterintelligence agency,
sure,
sent a letter to every business in the UK saying, by the way, if you do business with China, they have infiltrated your networks and probably the networks of your law firms and all of your subsidiaries.
Mm-hmm.
For them to turn around and now cut this deal with Huawei is just beyond comprehension to me. And President Trump is trying to back them off of that ledge because, you know, they're our biggest Intel partner.
And from what I've been hearing, though, he was successful in that negotiation from what I understand. But that's just one country. That's just the UK. What about Australia or New Zealand or other countries that we have close ties with? France, Belgium, and Germany. Who else, you know, bought Chinese goods that were embedded right into their heart of the system? That would be the concern going forward, wouldn't it?
It is absolutely the concern. And fortunately, being led by Secretary Pompeo, Secretary of State, and the Intel community, we are doing a tough push to all of our allies to say, hey, look, we'll help you get through this without doing this craziness with China. But you got to work with us because this is not going to help you. It's not going to help us. It's going to poison our relationship because we're not going to be having trusted means to communicate. We've got to fix this problem, and we need to fix it fast.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that Pompeo is in the air right now, headed back to the United States, not for a critical meeting with the Chinese, but because he has a early meeting with the Mexicans trying to deal with the immigration problem and the problems at the southern border. So he's dealing with those tariff questions as well. Steve Bucci, great having you here. Always appreciate your input, sir, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds good. I'd be happy to come back. This is an important subject, and I appreciate you dealing with it.
Thank you, sir. Steve Bucci, everybody, retired Army Special Forces officer and top Pentagon official, knows a lot about security, your security, my security, this nation's security, and so this is an important topic to keep these Chinese components as far away as possible. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Wyckoff Wellness welcomes back Dr. Chi for individual fingernail and tongue analysis June 10th through 15th. Fingernail and tongue changes may indicate problems with digestion, heart disease, blood sugar problems, and more. Call Wyckoff Wellness at 517-333-7270 to schedule your individual evaluation with Dr. Chi for only $40. Appointments are limited. Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing is also hosting a free seminar with Dr. Chi Tuesday, June 11th at 6 p.m. Call 517-333-7270 to schedule today or go to wyckoffwellness.com.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.